Blessed be the God who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection, and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of hell and of death. Because I live, you shall live also." Friends, we have gathered here to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Erica Rutledge. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. And may God grant us grace, that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow hope, and in death resurrection. Let us now rise and sing as you are able, hymn number 89, which is set to Erica's favorite tune of all time, Ode to Joy. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Lord of love, hearts on
Turn in your hymnals to page 871 for this prayer. 871. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us pray. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Give to us now your grace that as we shrink before the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are accomplished, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in you, and that nothing in life or in death will be able to separate us from your great love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now let us sing, as you're seated, hymn number 707, Hymn of Promise. Turn in your hymnals to page 137 as we recite Psalm 23 from the Old King James Version together. 137, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hear the word of our Lord from the Old Testament wisdom in Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. This is what I have seen to be good. It is fitting to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun, the few days of the life God gives us. For this is our lot. Likewise, all to whom God gives wealth and possessions and whom he enables to enjoy them and to accept their lot and find enjoyment in their toil. This is the gift of God. For they will scarcely brood over the days of their life because God keeps them occupied with the joy of their hearts. And now turn to page 875 as we pray a prayer of thanksgiving. 875. God of love, we thank you for all which you have blessed us, even to this day, and for the gift of joy in days of health and strength, and for the gifts of your abiding presence and promise in our days of pain and grief. God, we praise you for home and friends, and for our baptism and place in your church, with all who have faithfully lived and died. Above all else, we thank you for Jesus, who knew our griefs, who died and rose for our sake, and who lives and prays for us, as he taught us. So now we pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now hear the word of the Lord from the New Testament epistle, second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 5 to 15. For we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, "I believed, and so I spoke," we also believe, and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us in with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Amen. At this time, I'm going to invite Abby Rutledge, daughter of Erica and Mark Rutledge, to come forward and share her heart and to share her eulogy for her mother.
How do you describe wonderful? For my family, that was easy. My mom was simply that, wonderful. There wasn't anything she wouldn't do for someone, whether that be fixing a meal, volunteering to drive for Meals on Wheels, picking up all the neighborhood kids to make sure they got to Sunday school, cooking for anyone and everyone, being the best entertainer there could have been, throwing Super Bowl parties, NASCAR parties, 4th of July barbecues, talking to her family and friends for hours on end about happy and wonderful memories. My mom was a giver. She always did what needed to be done, and she did it with a smile. She had the undeniable ability to make every single person in the room feel loved and special and cared for. She was a friend, a sister, a daughter, a daughter-in-law, a wife, and a mother. And in each of those, she was wonderful too. I learned so much from my mom. I learned how to be a true and honest friend. I learned how to treat people with love, respect, and dignity. I watched as she and my dad laughed and loved and danced for 46 years of marriage. She was the definition of a wonderful wife, and she loved my dad with every ounce of her being. But most importantly, I learned how to be a good, humble, and kind person. As my mom always told me, "Ab, leave people a little better than you find them." And I think each of us here today is just a little bit better because she was in our lives. She will be missed by so many people and for so many different reasons. Whether that be when we need a listening ear, or we need a pair of open arms for a giant bear hug, or if we're craving that delicious gourmet meal that only she could prepare, and it made it seem like it was whipped out of nothing. We will miss her when we pass a beautiful garden full of flowers and plants. And we will always miss her uncanny ability to tell us to suck it up and move on with life. Any way you slice it, my mom was wonderful. It was an honor to be her daughter. And in a lasting legacy to my mom, I encourage each of you to do as just as she did and leave people just a little better than you found them. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Abby. Will you please stand, as you are able, for the reading of the gospel today? From the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." This is the word of God for we the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. Please be seated. Heavenly Father, I ask for your Holy Spirit now to rest upon us as we grieve and as we come to honor the memory and the life and to say thank you to you and to the family for the life of Erica Rutledge. I pray, God, that my words would be your words today. They would bring comfort and honesty, and that you would be glorified, and that Erica would be radiant in our memory of her today, of the love of God in Jesus Christ through your Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Erica A. Rutledge was born September 29, 1951, in Budapest, Hungary, to Zoltán and Anna Andrássy. And they fled from Hungary during a revolution and came to the United States, to Ellis Island in New York, and settled in Springfield, Illinois, where they raised their children. And Erica grew and matured, and she was the oldest of her siblings, oldest of the four children. And as Anne told me today, she was the overlord. She called the shots. She was boss. She made sure everything was done and done the right way. But eventually she graduated from Springfield High School in 1969 and attended Western Illinois University. And she met a remarkable man who's with us today, Mark Rutledge. And they were married June 7th, 1970 in Springfield, Illinois. And after he graduated with his horticulture degree, they moved to his hometown here of Alpha, where she was employed at the Rutledge Greenhouse beginning in 1970, where she had many job titles. I'm sure they invented job titles for her. And for 20 years, she sold Longaberger baskets. How many of you bought a Longaberger basket over the years from Erica? Raise your hand. That's a lot of baskets. Erica was a student aide at Alwood High School, and most recently was employed as a security monitor at Galesburg High School. I also learned that she was an election judge. And Erica was a longtime member of the Alpha United Methodist Church here. She served 15 years as Sunday school superintendent here. I heard stories about how Erica would gather children in her minivan and go house to house saying, "You're coming," and bringing them to Sunday school and vacation Bible school where they had over 100 children. And she prepared many funeral luncheons and funeral dinners for people. So much that her wishes today were that the meal would be catered today so that the ladies could have a break. She loved cooking, especially gourmet meals. And Mark and Abby were telling me this week that she would try to watch the Food Network and then outdo the Food Network. She loved hosting and entertaining events such as the Super Bowl and NASCAR races. And apparently she didn't even like NASCAR. And making friends feel welcomed. And of course, Erica enjoyed being a Longaberger basket distributor. And she enjoyed her many friendships, her cherished friendships, with you who are here. There's a Bible verse that Jesus uses in his Sermon on the Mount that came to mind. Don't cast your pearls before swine. She didn't take people for granted, from what I've heard this week. And if you were let into her life and she was in your life, you were a very special person. Select few. Because it sounds like she wouldn't waste her time with people who weren't worth it. And that's a life lesson for us to learn, I think, at least for me. Survivors include her husband, Mark, her beloved. 46 years of marriage. Her beloved and only daughter, Abby, who's here today with her fiance, Larry. And her second family of her closest friends. Thank you so much for being here today. Her one sister, Ann, who's here with us from Lubbock, Texas. Her mother, Anna, couldn't be here today. Neither could her brother, Eric. But her in-laws, Dick and Doris Rutledge, are here as well today. And she was preceded in death by her father, Zoltan, and her brother, Ron. And my name is Pastor Zach. And I have known Doris for about almost a year now, off and on through church. But I had never met Mark and Abby except at another funeral. So this week, I kind of went in blind. And I watched God do some amazing things this week through some very amazing people, the Rutledge family. And I am in awe of our gracious and loving God and how he could have created and nurtured and loved an incredible human being like Erica was. and the incredible person that she is now with Jesus Christ in heaven. I heard stories about things that Erica would say, where she would, you said earlier, suck it up and move on. Or as Julie Cole told me today and yesterday, it'll go, it'll go. Or even, give me strength, give me strength. But I went over on was it Sunday night? Sunday night. And we went over to Dick and Doris's and we prayed together. And she was at the hospital. And the family was faced with some tough decisions. And it seemed pretty bleak. But we prayed together. And during our time, and they shared their story and shared their family, I realized that I was hearing things that were very privileged and were a high honor. And I want to thank you. Because I saw nothing but beauty and love and loyalty in this family. And that she was the heart of it all, the heart of the order and the love and the loyalty. Some people might call it privacy. I call it holiness. But we prayed together that night, and I saw, even got to participate in offering to ask for forgiveness for things that happened in the past and to offer forgiveness for the present. And peace and hope for the future. And we prayed together that night, and it was just kind of a simple prayer. It was a prayer of God, one more day. Just a little more time so we can say goodbye. And I got a call later in the week. They went back to the hospital, and Erica had woke up, and she said she wanted to go home. God answered their prayer. God answered their prayer. And she got to go home. Because it says that Erica A. Rutledge, 64 of Alpha, Illinois, died Wednesday, May 18th, 2016, at home, surrounded by her family. And I underlined that and I bolded that. She died in peace, surrounded by her loved ones and her family and her longer burger baskets in her own bed. And from the gospel today, we heard about do not worry. And I learned to not worry this week because God had everything under control. I met with Pam, our accompanist, this week, and we were already thinking of the same exact three hymns before we talked to one another. That's the way that God can work in our lives and answer our prayers and give us one more day. And in that one day, when I saw them the next time, Erica was sleeping at the house, surrounded by loved ones, her friends, her family. And I got to offer a word of forgiveness and to say I was sorry on behalf of the church and all past and present pastors. Because sometimes in a church, feelings can get hurt. But I walked into the home and I saw that their countenance was different. There was a glow, there was a peace and a joy that could only come from God on their faces. And it moved me. And melted my heart because I saw the power of what one more day and the power of forgiveness and peace, or to put it bluntly, to suck it up and move on, as I've heard this week. And their hospitality and their love, that was Erica, moved me. And I know it's moved many of you. And I only got to taste a couple days of it. You had years and years. So I pray that God will comfort you. And I pray that God will comfort you with these words that really described how Erica lived. This is about the value of a friend from Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. And here's some more wisdom that I think that she lived out. This is from Ecclesiastes 5, starting with verse 4. Because she was so punctual and honest and did not mince her words, but says, when you make a vow to God, or I'd even say to your loved one, do not delay in fulfilling it. For he has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill what you vow. Keep your word. It is better that you should not vow than you should vow and not fulfill it. And do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your words and destroy the work of your hands? We can learn a lot from Erica and the way that she lived. And I hope today that you're thinking about your life and how you live and how you treat others. Maybe for each of us here, we have that prayer in our heart for just one more day. Give me one more day to make things right. Well, friends, we get that one more day when we wake up in the morning. We just take it for granted. I pray that we will not take our lives for granted, because our lives have ramifications for eternity. There's a stark contrast between what we heard today in verse 18 about being content with our work and our lives. But before that, it talks about people who live a different life, a life of anxiety, a life of fear. It says, this also is a grievous ill. Just as they came, so shall they go. And what gain do they have from toiling for the wind? Besides, all their days they eat in darkness, in much vexation and sickness and resentment. Friends, life is too short to worry about material things, to worry about going paycheck to paycheck, to worry about even our retirement. It's better spent worrying about the needs of others and pouring out our lives to love others as Erica did, doing things in ministry for others in secret that only God sees, and not looking for credit from other people. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and healing the sick. Spending time with those who are worth it and won't waste your time. Because we're worth so much more to God than what we believe. And if he provides for the birds and the lilies, then surely he provides for you and I. And I believe that he provides us with the opportunity to not live in darkness, to not vex ourselves, to not be sick with our resentment and bitterness. But he offers us through the cross and his death, his resurrection, his truth, that we can be forgiven. So friends, I offer you an opportunity today to take some time in your hearts to think about the people in your lives whom you love or whom you're hurting or have hurt you. And to don't delay, but to take your one more day and to forgive the ones that you love so that you can have peace and joy. Like the peace and joy I watched this family have when they got one more day with Erica. And she got to come home where she died in peace, surrounded by her loved ones and her family. And I believe that this peace that passes all understanding is the Holy Spirit and is Jesus Christ in and with them and in and with us today. Thanks be to God. So let us now sing and rise. Hymn number 77. How great thou art. Please be seated. Please pray with me. Everlasting God, in Christ's resurrection, you turn the disciples' despair into triumph, their sorrow into joy. Please give us faith to believe that every good that seems to be overcome by evil and every love that seems to be buried in death shall rise again to life eternal through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, who lives and reigns with you forevermore. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a time to remember Erica and to say goodbye in a song called "How Can I Help You Say Goodbye," sung by Patti Loveless.
Best friend Jamie slipping further away. I kept on waving till I couldn't see her. And through my tears I asked again why we couldn't stay. Mama whispered softly, "Time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing ever stays the same." And she said, "How can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt and it's okay to cry. Come let me hold you and I will try. How can I help you to say goodbye?" I sit on our bed, he packed his suitcase. I held a picture of our wedding day. His hands were trembling, we both were crying. He kissed me gently and then he quickly walked away. I called up Mom, she said, "Time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing ever stays the same." And she said, "How can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt and it's okay to cry. Come let me hold you and I will try. How can I help you to say goodbye?" Mama whispered softly, "Time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing ever stays the same." And she said, "How can I help you to
Will you now pray with me as we offer Erica up to the Lord? Oh God, all that you have given us is yours. As first you gave Erica Rutledge to us, so now we give Erica back to you. Receive Erica into the arms of your mercy. Raise Erica up with all your people. Receive us also and raise us into a new life. Help us so to love and serve you as we love and forgive others and serve others like Erica did in this world, that we may enter into your joy in the world to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. And now, may the Father, whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, according to the riches of God's glory, grant you to be strengthened with might through God's Spirit in your inner being, that Jesus Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you all may be filled with all the fullness of God in his Spirit. Amen.